we're back with some funny noises in the background. This is our end of September episode, and Catherine Cannon's with me today.
Hello.
Darth Blasphemous is with me today.
What up?
And I am, of course, that guy. Oh, wait, no, I'm not that guy. I'm Goblin. Game Goblin. Holy shit.
That Goblin.
We've got the back door open because it is fucking hot today, and apparently people need to be making weird noises outside, so please forgive us for that.
Our three ideas are that it's a drone, it's a weed whacker. My personal opinion, I think it's because I'm a Mexican, someone's got a saw and cutting through some plywood.
No, and then there's that weird little kid out there. It is weird. There was a kid. Anyway, yeah, today's topic, god damn it, this is going to be weird. All right, we're going to do acronyms in gaming, whether it's tabletop gaming, online gaming, card gaming.
Any video game you can find.
Dirty pillow fighting. Children screaming out the back window, fighting, gaming, whatever. Fuck.
But we're going to do it in a fun way, because I'm the FNG out of the three of us.
Hey,
they're
going to
throw ones at me. Yes, FNG.
FNG, there's our first one.
Let's start that.
They're going to throw it at me, and I'm going to see if I can get it. If not, if I get it wrong, they're going to explain it. So, if you guys want to go with FNG as the first one, fucking new guy.
Ding, ding,
or
ding,
fresh
ding.
New gamer is the other one. It's the PC version.
Oh, fuck PC. Intro!
Feeling tired at the gaming table? Want to hear foul-mouthed jackasses poke fun at gaming companies when they screw up? Want an honest, street-level opinion from a team of gamers that call it like it is? Then Blunt Force Gamers may be the podcast for you.
Listener discretion advised.
As I say, now that our intro is over, fuck PC.
Fuck
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Just next time, throw the foam dice at me, not the metal dice.
Fucking personal computer culture. All right, so let's start off with our acronym game session. So, Catherine Cannon, it was your idea to start this, so throw our first acronym at with the.
Blast I just from this.
Fuck that up. No, I said acronym. Throw our first acronym at Darth Blasphemous. Come on, go.
RTS.
RTS. I actually don't know that one.
Oh, you have to explain it.
So in gaming, it's real-time strategy. Games like StarCraft, Warcraft.
Civilization?
And, yeah, Civilization. Well, Civilization's more of a different kind. We'll get to that one.
Okay.
But real-time strategy is games that are literally, you are controlling units in real time. So you can micro them, move them around, what have you. It's also kind of a juggling act.
Outdoor bowls and jugglers.
Bowls, jugglers.
All right, AOE.
Area of effect. I know this because I was an occultist.
You were an occultist?
An occultist.
Oh, an occultist. No, you're talking about a character. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you got that right.
And that's where area of effect, you do something and it either creates, you know, a cone where it's, you know, one square, two squares, three squares. It goes out in a triangle pattern. Radius, it comes out in a circle. You know, that kind of thing where it's, you do the thing. This is what it affects.
This is where it affects.
Oh, where.
But what it affects is technically the secondary part of it.
Oh, so. Yeah, pretty good.
Alright.
Let me adjust myself in my seat now. I gotta get serious.
Hold on, let me get my serious face on. That requires a cigarette.
You know, both of us doing this at the same time. You know, he doesn't smoke.
He's by the window.
Yeah, which is all gravitating this way.
Yeah, it's all gravitating towards him. If you get pissed, dude, just pick up the fan and blow it towards us.
Yeah, there's two fans on one on either side of the couch.
Yeah, the one on that side right there, that's my biggest fan. It's your turn for an acronym to throw a blasphemy. I gotta be careful with that word now.
McCrunanonymous?
DPR.
DPR.
Ooh, he's thinking hard about this one.
Well, no, like several things popped in my head.
All dirty.
No, only like four. I've got a couple, I'm pretty sure they're all wrong.
Well, let's see.
All right, so there's damage resistance percentage. I don't know where I got that, but first thing that popped in my mind.
Nice try, but that's called armor class. Not mitigation. Fuck you, EverQuest.
All of them kind of go along those lines. So let's hear what action.
Well, damage per round. It's more useful. Yeah, it's a measure unlike damage per second.
Mm-hmm.
Which is DPS.
yeah, is DPS. Give you that one for free. Damage per round is for, like, your tabletops and what have you, things like that, that actually have a measured amount of time in which you can act a round.
So nurses probably hold the highest for that number, you know.
Out of the players who were originally part of the BFG, yeah, he's got the high marker.
He has yet to experience the punt gun. I had a mathematician crack the numbers for me. It's how you create a nebula using 10th level spells. I figure if I'm going to ever create a lich, that's going to be my phylactery. It's the stars themselves will write out the chronicles of my life. Destroy that, motherfucker. Boom!
Entropy.
Entropy.
All right. I think it's your ball.
Let's go old school on this one. You're not going to see it very often anymore, but there are still few games where you're going to see it. Proc.
Give me the letter.
P-R-O-C.
I've used the word, but I don't remember that it was an acronym.
Well, it's not exactly an acronym, but it is a shortened form of saying something much longer.
Power rating of characters?
Nope. Process of action.
Oh.
Process of action, what it stands for, and it, like I'm saying, it's old school terminology, but it will crop up from time to time in some games. The process of action is when you have a gear item, such as a weapon or armor, that automatically activates on a specific percentage or X amount of times per minute.
Okay.
So, say I have a sword and it procs an extra 1d6 damage whenever I swing. It's got a 5% chance to do it. So when I swing that sword, if I roll in that 5% margin, it procs. Mm-hmm. And it adds that extra effect to it.
Okay.
I've also seen that term used to realize an actuality. So I can throw a skill at you that has a percentage chance to seal you in place, freeze your feet, and if it succeeds, it has procced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a process of action. You have to first begin one action, and if that action hits within a certain variable, a secondary action takes place.
Gotcha. The more you know.
The more you know, but that is old school. You're probably not going to see it very often anymore.
Okay.
But it still is out there.
TBS.
Ooh, that's a good one.
TBS?
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with TPK. Total Party Kill.
Or the TPW, just Total Party White.
Yeah, TPW stands for players when they fuck up, and TPK is for when the GM kills everybody. Typical.
Again, the more you know.
Because take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow! He's thinking really hard on this one, so I'm putting a filler. with my bad singing.
Total Power Scale?
No, I said TBS.
Oh, TB. Okay.
TBS.
Theodore Bravo. Sierra.
Tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
TB.
Team-based stat?
Turn-based strategy.
Turn-based strategy.
Right. Civilization is a good example of this. Because if there is a turn, or an end turn button, or something like that, anywhere in the game, and it's a strategy game, this is the shorthand of it.
Okay,
this one's going to be easy for you, because my last one was hard. LOS.
LOS?
LOS.
This is a useful one.
It's a very useful one. It comes up very often. I'll give you a clue here. It comes up extremely often in tabletop gaming, but it can apply to online gaming as well.
Or various RTSs, depending on their mechanics.
Or various RTSs, yes. LOS is very common. And a shout-out to my old guild, Lords of Shadowblade, on original EverQuest. They're probably still around. It was a huge guild, and we were badasses. But that was also the acronym for our name, for our guild, was Lords of Shadowblade. LOS stands for something completely different in this context.
All that pops in my mind is lack of strategy, but that's mainly in the groups I've been in.
Yes, I can definitely see that applying as an acronym to a group. It stands for line of sight.
Okay.
Usually in most games, you have to have a line of sight on a aggressive enemy or otherwise to be able to kick off an ability. So if they're on the other side of the wall, you don't have line of sight. And if power or weapon or whatever you're using requires line of sight to interact with your environment.
Tough shit
if you don't have LOS.
So it's like being an archer, you gotta be able to see what you're shooting at most of the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
LOS is an implied mechanic for a lot of ranged class, but there are things that specifically call for it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be from you out. If they can see you, sometimes that works just well. A good example of this is the Dragon Shaman. Ally has line of sight, LOS, to me as the originator, and they're within the radius, then the effect.
Okay.
in RTS games, LOS is effectively where you're, wherever you have active line of sight or vision on the battlefield.
Okay.
That's anywhere that your unit can see, that your, whatever reason, building can see. That environment. That's
not, if I got a building, I know I've got a dude.
I have LOS with my grenade launcher on that building. Screw the dude inside.
I mean,
just knock it all down.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a few good ones.
There's a few of them.
TSS. This is a little bit of an obscure one. I'll give you that.
TSS.
Don't you blow kisses at me, you motherfucker, while he's thinking. That's just fucked up. Let him think without fucking making smoochy faces at me. Just, what the fuck? You are one messed up puppy some days, I tell you what. Now he's laughing. He can't think.
It is a Lord. I keep thinking of, like, Team...
He said on this team thing.
I don't know. It's like I think it's because I've been reading a lot more about the teamwork feats. I'm trying to find a way to make them useful in my next iteration of my game.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Someday I might show you how to do like over a million damage with teamwork feats. It's gross.
Okay.
Teamwork feats are fucking broken as fuck. But anyway, back to the acronym.
Yeah. I'm going to pass.
Twin stick shooter.
What the fuck?
Well, he did say it was obscure.
Yeah, this is an obscure one. A twin stick shooter is a game that you typically play with a controller, or that handles best with a controller, because you're looking at a top-down view, hordes of enemies from all directions, more or less, and you're basically moving and shooting. And those are your two sticks. So your aim and your motion. And whatever other button is actually allowing you to fire the gun.
Yeah.
Typically, they're relatively simple games, but they're pretty challenging. There are a lot of bullet hell type games that are twin stick shooters or variants thereof.
Okay, we're going to go easy on this one because he's got to pull Captain Obscurity out of his ass. And I did that once already. You're going to see this one online, but people may bring up the reference offline also. LFG.
That's a very useful one. If people understand what the fuck it is.
It's very super common.
Say it again?
LFG.
LFG.
LFG. And the acronym has no relation to GIMP.
Well, no, I think the,
Sorry, while you're thinking, I gotta say filler shit.
Yeah.
We don't need dead air.
So, the last part I imagine would be game. Group?
Okay.
Group.
Arguably, it could go both ways.
Offline game would apply. Offline. But that's very situational. But, like I said, you're gonna see it in-game multiplayer lot on daily.
Oh yeah, there's some of them that have entire tabs for it.
Yeah, true that.
Looking for group.
Yes,
the fucking comic.
Yeah, like the comic.
And there's exactly like the comic.
An overinflated dick right behind me.
And an overinflated dick right behind you.
Looking for group.
That's dick.
That's a couple of the Facebook, like, D&D groups I'm in, they've got a, like, sub-thread for that. And every time people tell me, oh, go to this shop and sign up for games, I did that before, and it's hard to make my schedule work with theirs. I'd rather get to know people and be like, yeah, these are the times I'm available.
Yeah, that's kind of a pain in the ass.
It's a process. It's a process.
But for those who wish to know who are listening to the podcast, when you're doing online gaming, typically, like Gazrakan said, there's entire tabs for it where you can select people going to specific locations or grinding specific loot.
Or trying to, just adventure about.
Or just XP runs, yeah.
Yeah. It's very common to be used in a format. Tank, LFG.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have one.
Yeah, so somebody says in their chat bar, tank, LFG. So everybody who sees the broadcast knows that there's somebody out there who's a tank looking for a group.
To, if they know their role, like our last episode.
Yeah, a couple weeks back.
Be the beef shield for. Because,
Or, I'm sure as everyone does, need healer.
Or need healer.
Need competent healer.
Yeah.
But for our listeners, for anyone who knows us IRL, I'm currently looking to get a small group together of four players to run the third iteration of my game, because second iteration, we've got scheduling issues. So,
that was LFG. It's your turn, Kaz.
D.O.T.
Ooh, good one.
Department of Transit.
Real world.
Sorry.
Yes, but that's not how that's going to go. That's not what this is. This is related to gaming.
I do love those dots.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the classes I play always have dots.
HOTS are good, too.
HOTS are good, too, but I go more for dots.
A lot of players do.
HOTS and dots.
yeah.
Sorry, you just put Haagen-Dazs in my
That's
head.
A necromancer right there for you in a nutshell.
Yeah, HOTS and dots.
HOTS and dots. Sounds like an ice cream shop.
Right?
Welcome to Mortimer's Hots and Dots Ice Cream Shop.
Shoppable. All right. What's your thoughts?
We have what ails you in a bowl.
I don't know.
Try the poison berry. Okay, back.
That was a hint. Actually,
yeah, that was a hint.
Dots, damage over time.
Okay.
And the S is just whatever iteration plural.
Usually when you stack more than one.
Yeah.
Some dots stack.
You mean like a simple pluralization?
That too. Hots are healing over time.
Okay.
Try the ice cream! Yeah. Yeah, so one does damage over time. Typically,
involve poison, fire.
Poison or fire. Thoric, when he was playing his alchemist, and he's throwing grenades and things that light them on fire, and it lasts for more than one turn.
Mm-hmm.
Or typically most games that have bleed damage, where the damage is continuous, so that's damage over time.
Or you mean like how poison would hopefully work, unlike being completely useless in game?
Yeah, poisons in Pathfinder are a bitch. Anyway. I'm going to go throw one at you that's also easy because you've heard it before, I hope. OOC.
Out of character.
Doom!
Ooh, you got it.
Part of this is because of gamers, when they got to the Hands of Fate series, where they hopped into card games.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing the live-action cosplaying, where they're rolling through as their characters, or the people at Gen Con were doing it, and they put their hand over their head and go, OOC, out of character, that's an awesome costume. And that's stuck with me ever since. Every time people are like, we gotta differentiate between in-character and out-of-character, I'm like, OOC.
And the opposite of that, of course, is IC, in-character.
IC, hot.
Yeah!
Sure.
IC, dots.
Yeah. Frosty.
Frost Mage. Frost Mage, I see dots.
Hey.
Feel free to use that one if you're one of our listeners.
Actually, challenge, I want to see some fan art.
Ain't gonna happen, dude. Our email is like a barren fucking wasteland. Nobody has sent me pictures of tits yet. It sucks.
Oh, yeah, we asked for that the first time, didn't we?
Yeah, I keep asking for pictures of nudes and nobody emails me nudes.
Well, yeah, if anyone wants to get a hold of us, our email and stuff is up. Feel free to send us anything. Do you got things you want us to talk about? Something? You know?
Yeah, if you guys want to hit us up with a topic, we will roll with it.
Yeah.
Like icy dots.
Or if we get something wrong, feel free to email it. I'll read it and laugh on air.
Yeah?
Alright.
Alright.
I think it's my ball, isn't it?
It is your ball.
Okay. FFA.
FFA. Female Fighters Association.
Yeah, while entertaining. No.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
No. Feet formula. God damn it, there's something funny.
Athletica?
No. Because your feet's formula aggregate, but no, that's not it. I don't know this one.
Yeah, you're way off. Way, way off.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be something that's going to be really easy, but I don't know it.
Yeah.
Free for all.
Free for all.
Anytime that you have an environment where it is you against literally everyone else and everyone against everyone else, that's a free for all.
Typically how most Pathfinder games go. Okay, combat is set up. What's everybody doing? My own fucking thing. Free for all. Okay, so that puts the ball back squarely in my court. You're not going to see it very often right now in most games, but it still does exist on a lot of them. NBG.
NBG.
I dealt with this one lots in World of Warcraft, in EverQuest, in City of Heroes that came up from time to time, although rarely. NBG typically applies to raid level events.
Okay.
And also in tabletop, NBG applies usually after the death of a boss monk or at the end of a storyline.
Let's see. Well, in my head, it's obviously going to the...
Okay, I don't know what RNG means. I keep thinking it stands for Ranger. But I played a ranger for 7 years, so I figured that's why. That was the abbreviation for all the ranger gear, RNG. I'm like, ah, does it say RNG on it? Yeah. Then I want to loot it, so I can up my DPS.
I'm going to say it's going to be something...
It has no relation to pirates, even though it goes RNG.
Yeah.
No relation to pirates.
This is NPG, not RNG.
Yeah, you went off on a tangent.
You went on a tangent.
Did I go on a tangent?
Yeah.
No, RNG was my tangent.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Wait.
Yeah.
NPG is his question.
No, NBG.
November Bravo Gamma.
November Bravo Gamma Radiation.
And the pirates thing kind of threw me, but I'll say it has something to do with usually the loot you get after.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah, roundabout. Okay, since we're kind of stumped on this one, it is need before greed.
Ah. So it does have to do with the treasure afterwards.
It does have to do with the treasure, but sometimes a squad leader or raid leader, group leader, depending on the size of how things turn out online or when you're doing gaming at the tabletop and you just kill the boss monster, you know, they're like, well, I want that. Well, can you use it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it specific for your class? Need before greed.
Yeah, it's like in SOTOR, something they did, which was a really great patch, was if you're in a dungeon, or, you know, you're in one of the vaults or something.
Oh, yeah, the dice roller?
Well, no, it was the dice roller, and then it became completely locked where you can't use it. You get a small percentage to get it. The people who can use it, like, you got three Sith sorcerers, and this fucking awesome rogue comes up, then it's pretty much one of them three is more than likely going to get it. So it randomizes who it goes to if mostly people are trying to click on. But if I'm playing the tank, I don't need the rogue. I care more about that sword the, you know, robot dropped.
The shiny diamond sword you cannot afford for.
If you could, I have a patent.
Exactly.
Alright.
Alright, Kazergan, it's your go.
PvE.
Player versus environment?
Yes.
Okay, PvP.
Player versus player.
Okay.
Nice.
It's like a free space on the bingo.
That is like a free space on the bingo card.
Those are very common phrases, yeah.
Player versus environment in a game is when the player attacks mobs. That's another acronym. Bada boom, bada bing. Mobile objects, by the way. Just to give you a freebie. That are all autonomous, computer controlled by the AI. So you go out to a field and you kill a bunch of mobs, aka monsters. Basically, stupid computer programs, and you piss off Tron. But you go out and you're basically interacting with the environment of the game itself. Whereas PvP, player versus player, is pretty self-explanatory. That's almost every shooting game out there.
Also worthy of note, PvE works on the tabletop. Anything run by the DM is PvE.
Yep,
true that. Although most games in our group seem to devolve into PvP.
Hey. I have survived him trying to splatter me.
Really? Yeah, and I almost did.
Who needs monsters when I have Darth Narsis at the table? Just send him at the players.
Yeah, right. Anyhow.
See, we can talk shit about him on the podcast because he doesn't listen to it anymore. Never did to begin with. He just showed up occasionally.
All right. MMO. Simple one. But surprisingly, I've had coworkers who just didn't comprehend that what they were playing was one.
Massive multiplayer, I forget the O.
You're right on the cusp of it. Come on.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it. Online?
There it is!
Yeah, I was thinking about, I was like, oh, run through the list. So, the main reason I know that is because first time trying to go out into playing, you know, computer games, I kept going and looking at, like, Amazon when I first got it. Because I was just going to buy the program and download it from that. And it was split into these really weird categories for someone who's coming in fresh. It's like MMOs, and it had most of the video games. I'm like, I'm going to click on that. And I turned to my roommate, and this is back in college, another college story, and I'm like, what's an MMO? And they're like, oh, you know, it's a big multiple player thing. I'm like, oh, cool. I kind of just want a solo shit. He's like, just buy a console. Bought a 360 the next day.
All right. Your ball.
Wait, is it?
I just did MMO.
Well, okay,
did you say
fine.
Gerbil?
Fine. Let's do one I hate. I have very little
tolerance for.
Yeah, very little tolerance for because
EPD, Everett Police Department.
Hey, I'm not talking shit about them because I want to do a project with them in the future, so I'm leaving the EPD out of this one.
Hey, when they came over to the shout out to our buddy Sparta, when they dropped by because his bachelor party was a bit loud, they were really cool. And in fact, the guy had Star Wars tattoos, and he loved our lightsabers.
MOBA.
Ooh.
Told you I was going to do one that I have very little love for. MOBA.
They're fun games if you know what the hell you're doing. If you're not...
It's like sticking my head inside of a rotoscope. It's the same thing, spinning around.
There's a reason that I'm the designated MOBA guy.
Yeah, there is a reason you're the designated MOBA guy.
No, I'll
like it. I like my strategy, I like my tactics, I like my RPG. There's something new and unusual in them. For fuck, like I was telling Blasphemous the other day. I was playing Skyrim, like, a few months ago, and I found a fairy circle in the forest.
Nice.
There's a fucking fairy circle. I've been playing the game for 5 fucking years. And boom! A fairy circle. I'd never seen it before. Like, what's with this ring of mushrooms? Is it important? I stood there for like 5 minutes going, what? How did I miss this in 5 years of playing this fucking game?
It's impressive.
That's what I like about role-playing games, is there's always something new. Always.
What are your thoughts on MOBA?
I know it has to do with gaming. That's the giveaway. Does it have anything to do with mobile gaming?
The phrase contains... No, actually, no, it's not. It's not during mobile.
Yeah.
Mobile does not apply to the acronym, but it appears on mobile a lot, oddly enough.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean...
But the word mobile is not a part of it. We'll give you that one.
Alright, I've got nothing here.
Multiple online battle arena.
This is a game style that is top-down.
Mm-hmm. It's isometric.
Yeah, it's isometric view. It's typically you're controlling one character.
Well, there's 40 others on the fucking map.
No. There's maybe 11 others on the map, as well as a bunch of little mobs, mm-hmm. we've already discussed, that are constantly pushing together. The object of a battle arena game,
mm-hmm.
MOBAs, is to, in most of them, obtain kills
mm-hmm.
for the opposing team of supposedly equal size,
mm-hmm.
and to destroy whatever the core building is on the other side of the map, your opponent's home base.
Okay.
It's usually a captured flag with good graphics.
To give examples, Heroes of the Storm, Dota, Smite is a MOBA, albeit it's not quite one of the isometrics. League of Legends, a lot of this genre,
mm-hmm.
they are commonly held as being very salty and toxic because they rely a lot on player skill,
mm-hmm.
and new players lacking that skill tend to incur death a lot, which gives bonuses to the other team, and it pisses everyone off, blah, 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 blah.
It's just like going into a shooter, you know, like Halo or anything else, yeah. as a new player. You're going to be outclassed.
Quickly.
And pretty much screwed, and the usually the better players will fucking flame war you or other shit.
So basically, you
like crap because you suck, but you're like, how can I get better? And they're like, get good. I'm like, that's great advice, dude.
Thanks.
I can't get good if I can't play, if I'm always dying.
So it's kind of like Magic right now. Trying to get the threshold for getting into Magic is so high simply because people who know how to use the stack or combo cards, and then you got this FNG who's like, ooh, I like this dragon. I'm going to do that. It's a 7-cost dragon. All red. Your deck is, for some reason, red and blue. What's the blue for? Well, I really like this card. It's a giant Leviathan that requires 3 blue mana.
Magic. Magical!
That's neither here nor there. I think it's my ball, isn't it?
It is your ball.
This is one you should be familiar with. TCG.
Trading card game. Just talking about it.
Really? Exactly.
Really? You're going to try that one with our card monger over here?
I had to throw him an easy one.
I prefer the term card baron.
Card baron?
I have a barony.
You're an edgelord.
No, that would be a marquee.
Yeah. Sunday. Watch the Lions eat the Christians. You'll pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Funny enough, the most commonly modified card out of the Abzan set from Khans of Tarkir is a creature that is literally Lord of the Blade, but everyone changes it to Edgelord because they give your creature one more attack point.
Ah, I've got one for you. It's like kind of kooky.
Yeah.
Kind of kooky. Because there's another acronym that everybody knows eventually, especially when they're online. That means almost exactly the same thing in a way, but this is more explanatory. Bio.
Bio?
Bio.
This is a very good one.
B-I-O.
Uh-huh, bio. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Filler noise, one of these things. Yeah, I'm not quitting my day job because I suck at singing. I know.
Now, is this the shorthand version or is this an actual acronym?
This is the shorthand version.
Okay, then it is the one.
But it still counts.
It still counts.
Because this can pop up in games, especially MOBAs, RTSs, RPGs, MMOs.
Yeah, is it like you're similar to your character bio, or is this...
I mean, there is that, but it's not...
Similar, but it means something completely different.
Yeah, I'm at a loss here.
Okay, bio break.
Bio break?
It means I gotta take a piss.
Or dump.
Yeah, so if somebody types into their...
BRB bio?
Yeah, BRB bio.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back. They're taking a bio break. Mm. Means they gotta shit. Or piss.
Or maybe go snag food. Something that takes them AFK?
Away from keyboard.
Oh, I was gonna have them guess that.
I know that one because the AFK tavern.
Yeah.
True enough.
Yeah, well, bio is close to AFK. It means you're going away from keyboard. But you're giving more of a specific reason. One that people can not argue with. You're like... bio break. And it's like, hey, you know, sometimes you gotta get up and grab some snacks or take a leak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or the pizza guy's here.
Or the pizza guy's there. Something biological that says, I need to leave the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or take your dog out to go do their business.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Something that requires your physical, actual self to do something.
Yep. Okay. A lot of people will go BRB, AFK, bio. Mm-hmm. If they really want to be extra about it.
If they, yeah. Usually just a BRB bio is enough.
Typically,
yeah.
It's useful for online gaming. Online
yeah, but gaming. Typically like a bio break, is they're going to be gone for 5 to 10 minutes. You can pretty much calculate somewhere between 5 minutes to 10 minutes they're going to be gone. Whereas if they say, I got to go AFK for a while.
You have no fucking clue.
You have no clue, but a bio break is typically shorter.
Yeah.
If they say bio... you can count on them being back within the next 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If they say AFK, they might be gone 30 seconds. They might be gone 3 days.
Yeah.
Going AFK for a while, guys. All right. And you're like, where is he? It's been 2 hours. Don't know. He went AFK.
Yeah.
But if he's like, be right back, Violet, he's like, oh, he's probably going to go hit the can.
Yeah.
Take a few minutes, but he'll be back.
Pull them pizza rolls out the oven.
Pull a pizza roll shot out of the oven. And if you send me a shelf-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send you a pizza roll. I can't do blanket either.
All right, LCG.
Oh, we hit it with LCG, which is not like DSJ, Dark Side Jedi, or JSF, Jedi Starfighter. You can see where my mind's at. It's double XP time right now when I want to get my Jedi Starfighter. That ship is broken. It's got a tiny little hitbox on it. You can pull up right behind like a fucking cruiser and just plow them in the engine right in their blind spot. And since you're a tiny little ship, man, it's like a mosquito with a sledgehammer hitting you in the back of the knees and you're trying to swat at it and you keep missing the little shit.
I'm pulling a blank here.
This is one that you're vaguely familiar with. Living card game. The difference between a living card game and a trading card game is how you obtain new cards.
Okay.
A trading card game, they're sold in packs, typically. Mm-hmm. Like 15, maybe 30 cards.
Which is also related to the CCG. Collectible card game.
Yes. Yeah. Which, you know, but they're singles.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them is a single. A living card game has a full set that you could use. For example, Android Netrunner is a good example of this. Anytime you buy their basically booster packs, they're like 60 cards, but they are, you know, enough copies of every single one of those cards that you don't have to buy another pack in the hope to get it.
Okay.
So it has what's called a full playset of every card in that pack.
Okay. In that print, basically?
Yeah. Or in whatever the ordering that they put in the package.
Yeah.
All right. This one is going to throw you through a loop because you have absolutely no experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
But Kazer Khan has only recently, thankfully, my schedule got fucked. He's got experience with it now.
Okay.
But if you hit it, you're going to have that last slice of pizza.
Okay.
Even though you paid for the pizza.
Actually, I didn't.
Oh, okay. LWC.
Mm.
And you're going to see this one online, not on tabletop at all.
Okay.
As much.
There's arguments that say that the campaign you were running for us was another iteration of one.
But considering, the core thematics of it would make it an LWC.
Yeah.
Right now, Kazer Khan is actually running the LWC on...
Wait. Long-winded campaign.
Close.
Very close.
Close. It is a living world campaign.
Okay.
It is when you're playing a RPG. It can be any style of it, whether it's far future, superhero. Like the one we're doing on Discord right now is a continuation of a Pathfinder game that's been going on for a long time.
Like
a living world campaign is a sandbox where the players build shit on the world. And here's your bucket, here's your shovel, do stuff.
Okay.
For example, this same living world that he's having the DM, there are no orcs, because in previous iterations of the game, they were wiped out. Total finales.
Yeah, there was a player group who fucking genocided the orcs. So when people are like, I want to play a half-orc, and it's like, no. And they're like, well, why not? And I'm like, a previous game, player characters exterminated them.
They no longer exist
in the world because of player action. That makes it a living world, because whatever the players do have impact in the long run if they do something that's fucked up. For example, in the same world, Darth Narsis built the White Tower, the obelisk. He had that rebuilt. So that's back in the world.
That is actual canon for the world.
That is actual canon in the world that the characters have made, whether it's a positive or negative impact on the world. When the players get powerful enough to start actually moving and shaking the pillars of the world, shit changes.
By the way, did our statues ever get built?
No, because I was too pissed at that point.
But
that would be a Living World campaign. Like, a lot of them on Discord, the LWC's Living World campaigns, you pretty much just show up and they go, here's your bucket, here's your shovel, adventure if you want to, or...
Do what you will.
Do as thou wilt. You can go hide in a loot room and just loot if you want. Like, the new character sheet you have yet to look at. Just pop up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Thumper.
I've taken a look at it.
I bet it's full of BDSM gear.
Surprisingly, no.
Wow!
Just his image.
But
that's closest.
Okay. Some of the porn that person's posting. Holy shit. Fucking degenerate. Right-wing desk ones now. I'm just saying, but I'm not saying. Just implying, but not implying. But yeah, LWC typically is a sandbox style game. Players show up, here's your bucket, here's your shovel, have fun. If Fallout 4 could have no douchebags in it whatsoever, which I know is a massive cry for changes in our cosmic makeup, but if it was a multiplayer online game, and you had multiple people in Fallout 4 all playing at the same time and building little villages off to the side and interacting with each other, yes, it would count as an MMORPG.
And a living world.
And it would also be a living world campaign because the players are making changes through it and just basically free roam. They're sandboxing.
Minecraft is technically a living world campaign.
Yeah, Minecraft is technically, yes, that is a perfect example. You get a bunch of people on server, they just built shit and...
It stays there.
Yeah, they form their own economy. It's very living. You know, they're like, oh, well, you know, the economy is based off of pork chop.
Or
whatever. They decide. It naturally just evolves on its own. So, Minecraft is a great example of that.
And it's one of the ones that's more obscure because it's not one of the things people think of that has a story. So the campaign part throws them. It's still a living world campaign.
Yeah, because typically a campaign is sidelined, like 25% of it typically. But it is growing. And the reason I throw that one out there is because it is growing and it's becoming more and more prevalent on sites like Roll20 and Discord. They're showing up. Poop, poop.
Yeah.
Poop, poop, poop. Silly noises. It's your turn.
I know, I'm thinking.
I can only make weird noises for so long. Oh, God, are you going to rip ass? Oh, you son of a bitch. That would be the acronym of SOB, or as I like to alter it, SOH, you son of a whore. I'm not even adding the W on that one because your mom doesn't get that much respect when I call her a whore. I don't even know the woman. I don't want to talk shit about her because I don't know her, but yeah, I'm not even going to give her the W on this one.
Okay, here's one I got for you guys.
She's not getting the Q-tip. At least you can laugh when I say shit like that.
S-A-M-F.
Smack my...
No, it's S.
Oh, no, that was S-M-H. Smack my head.
You just call it Picardy.
Or S-M-F would smack my face. Face palming. But yeah, you got me on that one. So, B-S-M-U-G.
Sriracha ass motherfucker.
How does that apply to gaming?
No, it applies to the current situation, but it's whenever someone gasses, that's what we've been calling. Because remember when Sriracha got really big there for a while? Everyone put it on everything.
Sriracha's delicious.
Yes, it is. Some people can't handle it biologically.
All right, let's go for a really long one. JMMORPG.
Japanese massive multiplayer online role-playing game.
Yes.
Only reason I know that is because one of my uncles is obsessed with them.
Okay, ISO.
Got no idea.
Isometric.
Yeah.
Top-down third-person view.
Okay.
For those who want a visual example, look at Fallout 1 and Fallout 2.
Or a lot of RTS these days are isometric.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo 3 is isometric, and a lot of kind of...
Shit, the original Diablo is isometric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that kind of stuff. Stuff that's, you know, you're looking at the battlefield from above.
But there are people who will break the word down into three letters, just say ISO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, I'm playing a... They'll say either isolinear or isometric, because it's kind of weird that way, but yeah, just break it down to ISO. They'll be like, oh, what kind of game is that? ISO.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just explaining that the camera is stuck up behind you in third-person view, over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's isolinear, and isometric is the over the battlefield.
Oh, yeah. They really need to put these acronyms in order.
It's not like the ABC.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
My fault.
Oh, I got another one.
All right.
So this has to do more with non-online. TGC.
TGC? Wait, you're giving us questions now?
This is just one that's been used recently in a lot of groups I've been on.
Total Gambino Chorizo.
Are you hungry now? This is getting a lot.
Total Garbage Cart. It's been used a lot since about Aether Revolt when they printed that Dubious Challenge, I believe it was. But it's cards that are getting printed in any game that has absolutely no good mechanics to do with the game. It's super corner case, or it's a card that has absolutely no use unless you build a deck around it.
Okay, so it's essentially the card game equivalent to Ghost Town.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you know how to use Ghost Town, you can be kind of an ass with it.
No, my favorite's still Alarm. There's a story on YouTube about me using the Alarm spell on another player for dramatic effect. Okay, here's one for you. ROF.
Ooh. Okay, I know this one.
Yeah, you're going to find it in both online and offline games. ROF.
Last part's fighting.
Nope.
Rate of fire.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I was like, I'm fighting, and I'm like...
Yeah, rate of fire.
Okay.
Yeah, how fast your weapon...
Goes bang, bang.
Goes bang, or your spell.
Yeah.
If you're playing a spellcaster, how fast you can hurl your magic missiles or mecha bolts or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Our Warhammer fans like Spartan know ROF real well.
Mm-hmm.
And LOS.
Yep. All right. ROC.
ROC.
This is a little bit of a DMing philosophy, but in some games, mm-hmm. it's actually...
And it does not stand for rate of circumnavigation. I want to rock!
Rate of combat?
No. Rule of cool.
Rule of cool?
Rule of cool.
Nothing is cooler than me. Kind
of. Rule of cool is an idea that a DM, or whoever the game master is, will allow you to bend the rules if you can present them a cool enough idea. For example, Fatimus and his MX game is a very ROC-centric thing. I've never played it, but I've seen it. If you can convince him that it will or is cool, he'll probably let it slide.
Yeah, we had a DM do that.
Yeah, but it's devolved into bribery at this point.
We had a DM do that.
It's neither here nor there.
Oh, we're all talking at the same time again. Ah, steamroller. Who wants the jelly bean?
I invoke the right of no jelly bean.
The rule of cool, actually, in one group I was in, GM loved thematic shit. So if you went, like, vault to the wall, like, cinematic style with your character during combat, if it was cool enough, he would give you a handful of rules. And if you rolled them, you know, like, I want to climb up that giant skeleton, pop my sword in the back of its spinal column, and twist the head off.
Mm-hmm.
And your character was high enough in level to do that much damage to actually hurt the skeleton like that, you can still do this killer fucking Legolas thing where you run up the skeleton, climb up the rib cages like a ladder, and then stab the skeleton and twist its head off, and then like land on the body surfboard. He would allow it.
So kind of like I'm doing with my campaign where there's certain items the characters need or want but they don't have the actual funds for, I allow them to give me a storyline reason of how or why they got it.
Okay, so I'm going to toss out our last one because we're hitting the end of the episode now.
Okay.
This one actually applies in Star Wars Galaxies.
He's just itching to play.
I am itching to play, dude.
Jones
is double XP right now. But you can see this one on there, but it still kind of applies in other ways. BMOC.
Hmm.
That's our last acronym for today. BMOC.
I've got one final one after this.
If there's time, alright.
I'm drawing a blank here.
Okay. Big man on campus.
Hmm.
Which is what all of our listeners are, because if they made it this far in the episode, I give you the /BMOC. You're the big man on campus. Woohoo! We love you.
All right. This last one happens a lot, And we've used the phrase before, but this is not the same context.
Okay.
DM or PM. This is very much online only. Or participated in the tabletop or what have you. It's like the notes or texting.
True. People DM each other all the time.
Direct message?
Yep.
Direct message or private.
And here's a freebie. KOS. When you're running around a, especially online game, almost everything out there that's programmed into the game is KOS to you. But GMs can do it on tabletop if you're fighting enemies or kill on sight.
Another thing that happens is certain laws will cause things. Typically in games, most of these RPGs, where, you know, this sort of thing, like necromancers, tend to get a bad rap, which is why they consistently are kill on sight.
Well, they get a bad rep because they get FD, just like monks. Bing that! Little EverQuest thing for you there.
Alright, well, I hope this was educational for everybody. I know I've learned quite a few things, and I'm going to keep this one downloaded on my phone or my computer. So, any final thoughts?
When you get into a game, there are going to be acronyms tossed around, especially when you're a fucking noob. I hate to say it, but you're going to be confused, especially around the veterans who just somehow talk in their own language of acronyms. And you're just going to have to sit around, you're going to have to ask, you're going to have to maybe even look it up on whatever game you're playing. So it doesn't matter if you're playing LOL or EverQuest or WoW or SWG like me. Awesome.
SOTOR.
Or SOTOR. There's acronyms for pretty much everything. And for a while there, people are going to say shit, you are not going to get it. They're going to, you know.
Oh, that's what I should have
done. Toss it out there, dude. We're doing final thoughts.
APM. Actions per minute.
There you go.
This one is very big in real-time strategy, MOBA, periodically, some of the more fast-paced first-person shooters. Oh, FPS.
Yep.
Totally missed that one.
FPS, fuck it.
Or certain MMOs are going to be very relevant, especially if they're timing-centric.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though, any game you get into, you're going to have to keep DuckDuckGo open on the sidebar or write this shit down. Because people are going to say acronyms. Like, I did not know what bio meant the first time I heard it, and I started looking through my spell list going, do I have a bio spell? I'm playing an evil race necromancer. Do I have, like, some spell called bio or something? But no. And it turned out they needed to go take a crap, or the pizza arrived, or something that was biologically necessitated, leaving the keyboard. Like, and sometimes new acronyms pop up that you're going to have to keep tabs on. So some of them are just shortened words, like ISO or PROC.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are full-on three-word combinations.
Three-word
plus, especially if you get into MMOJRPG.
Said that one.
Yeah, but that's seven letters.
Yeah.
To describe what the game is as an acronym, because saying it out in a full sentence takes a full sentence.
Yeah, or more pigs, which is, you know, shorthand of the shorthand.
I mean, you got TBS, turn-based strategy, you got RTS, real-time strategy, you got FPS, first-person shooter. You've got a ton of acronyms out there for different games, so.
And, you know, the ones that are specific to the game, ask people. Yeah, if you're confused about it, just ask.
Most people in the first world country have a phone where they can Google this stuff.
Lord and Savior Google.
Fuck Google and its fucking neck. Or if they have a home computer, they can get DuckDuckGo, which is superior to Google and more private. Just a quick shout out there, not being sponsored by them, but if they want to sponsor me, great. I would love it. You know, almost all people in first world countries, and even if they don't have a computer, there's a local library in damn near any town that they can go to and look this shit up. And if all else fails, they can swallow their pride and ask.
Yeah.
Ask, hey, I'm new. What does this mean? And insert whatever it is.
Yeah, they're going, hey, I'm new to this game. I don't get it. What are you saying? And 9 times out of 10, depending on the community, they will tell you without any fucking problem. Say, hey, that's what it means. Have a nice day. 9 times out of 10, you just be like, hey, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
What the hell's a DSJ? They'll be like, oh, Dark Side Jedi. Boom, easy. I don't get what it means when it says PAL on this sword. Oh, it means that sword's for paladins only. Most of the times when you ask about an acronym, they'll tell you.
Of course, I'll always be that dick bag that'll be like, oh, you know that fucking noob.
Anywhere that there's massive multiplayer, you've got at least a handful of dickbags screwing around, which is why, final note, I support games that want subscriber bases, not loot boxes. If it's an FTP game, free to play, and free should be in quotations, with their microtrans bullshit, the douche filter is turned off. So if you ask about acronyms on games that are free to play, chances are if it's somebody outside of your guild or your friend circle, they're going to be a dickbag.
If you have to ask, try to ask people that you know or that have worked well with you.
Or an FDN. Fucking douche nozzle.
Yeah, you try to avoid those.
I just made that up.
Or you could typically, like, if it's a server or something, there will be GM staff or someone whose job it is to help monitor and keep tabs on things.
Yeah,
they're good resources.
Yeah,
you can ask them.
Go onto a forum. Boom. Nothing.
Any GM that you run across in a game like that, MMOs, they're good resources. Just ask them, hey, I'm having a little trouble with this and whatever it is.
Fuck that, dude. I run up to a GM whenever I see him. Type /slap and then /duel. I have no fear of GMs. I'm like, let's go. Come on, you butt nugget. I'm ready to die in glory, taking on the strongest mob possible. Because everything in the game that I can fight in the game, it doesn't matter if it's on the ground, it's on a battle map, in the air, slap it with a flying carpet, I don't give a shit. Everything else has rules. But a GM, they have cheat command. If you can defeat a GM, you can defeat anything. The GM can type /kill, and if you can avoid that, you can avoid anything.
Well, that's fun, everybody. And as you see, always learning new things. There's always new stuff coming out. Don't be afraid to ask. If you have any questions or any ones we didn't cover, feel free to contact us. Really hope you enjoy this one, guys. I'm going to go start celebrating my birthday now. Peace.
Game Goblin, going to go play some Star Wars. Double XP time. Laters.
Kazakhan signing off. Have a good one.
Fucking douche nozzles.